Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Simawong. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. A study conducted by Gartner found 62% of sellers who lost a virtual deal believed it would have been won if conducted in person. So how can you ensure rep confidence in today's digital sales landscape? Here to discuss this topic is Kara Holt, the Director of Sales Enablement at Learning A to Z. Thank you for joining us, Kara. I'd love for you to tell us about yourself, your background, and your role.
Yeah, so I have been in education for 20 plus years, which is scary to say, in some form. So I started as a kindergarten teacher and then quickly started leading teams around my third year. I was a curriculum leader, then instructional coach, and then I was eventually assistant principal before I stepped out. I came into the world of ed tech, not really knowing like what it was, but I knew that professional learning and training was definitely a passion of mine. And so I went into training teachers first. And then because of where I was and the product that I was selling or representing, I realized that our sales team didn't know how to position something. And so that's how I say I accidentally fell into sales enablement. It really wasn't like a thing or a term that I'd heard before. And so that was about 5 years ago now. And so started working with sales teams, started building materials for them, job aids, training materials, and then really started building certification courses. And what does that mean? And what does training look like? And so training kind of just exploded from there, built my way up into the enablement space. I lead an amazing team here at Learning A to Z. We all collaborate, you know, cross-functionally. Sales enablement is a big cross-functional collaborator. And so we all have those different functions and we lead an amazing sales team here that helps educators. That's really what our goal is, just to provide them with materials and resources that really make their life easier.
Well, as someone with two elementary school children, I have to say, I think you're a saint for all that you had done in your earlier career. And I love that path that you followed from your career standpoint to lead you to enablement. That is amazing. And it really aligns to something that I had seen actually on your LinkedIn profile, because you shared that your passion is sales empowerment. How does this influence your approach to your enablement strategy?
Yeah, so it's so funny because the term sales empowerer really came from when I got here to Learning A to Z. They had sales enablement before, but really it was sales ops. So I had to work to really redefine who we were. And so one of the things that I did when I was introducing myself to my reps was I would say, I'm really here to help empower you to do your job, whether that means tools, whether that means training or certifications, all of those things, that's what I'm here to do. And so one of my reps spoke up and she was like, so really what you're saying is you're a sales empowerer. Yes, that's exactly what I am. And so we kind of just took that and ran with it. I was like, that's amazing. That's who I want to be. I don't want to be, you know, sales enablement. I want to be a sales empower. And I really want to empower them to feel confident. You know, like our solution, we know that our solution is there to help students and teachers. And I want them to be able to position that and be able to speak to that and feel really comfortable when they're in front of our customers. And so that really buyer-centric lens. And so that's really what I say, like, you know, that goes back to that cross-functionality. We work with all the different teams. We're really here to help empower our reps. And so, you know, what does that mean? And it's tools like iSpot that help do that.
Now, on the note around enablement platforms, before implementing HighSpot, you noted that 80% of your reps really struggled to locate content when they needed it. What impact did that have on your sales team's confidence?
Yeah. So when I came to Learning A to Z, it was really important to me to not come in like a wrecking ball, right? They had an enablement function, but we knew we were doing things differently. And so I started performing a gap analysis, really like what were the areas that were missing and how could I come in and help to solve problems for them and really empower them in all those places. And one of the places that really stuck out to me at the beginning was the 80% of my reps didn't have confidence in finding the material. We had a platform that was really like a digital asset management. It wasn't, there was no real structure. There was no analytics behind it. There were no digital sales rooms. So they were really, you know, pulling materials. Even, you know, one of our head of sales had pulled like an iteration of a playbook that was like seven iterations old. And, you know, like that is not a good look. And what are they printing? What are they sharing? You know, and I know as an administrator or past administrator that when you hand me, you know, papers, in this digital world, and they're going to get lost on my desk. You know, I'm not going to be able to go back and look at them or find them. And then you have no idea if I really reviewed it, you know, like what that meant for me. And so I had come from a company that had HighSpot. And so I had some knowledge, but the thing is, I didn't want to come in saying like HighSpot is the solution, right? Like you don't know, you're at a new place. You want to give them the time. So I did my due diligence and I spent time, you know, speaking to many different platforms that have that similar function. One of our sister companies uses HighSpot as well. And so really at the end of the day, that's who's showing through as the right solution for us as well.
I love that. So I know that analysis that you did was definitely part of the impetus for deciding to invest in an enablement platform. And I know that you helped lead the evaluation for the right platform. As you said, you wanted to make sure it was the right fit for the organization that you're at currently. So what made you ultimately decide to partner with HighSpot again?
I spoke to, you know, lots of different platforms and people and great people and met, you know, great solutions along the way, just not maybe the right solution for us. The thing that really stood out is HighSpot has amazing people. They really do. So, you know, going back to like, these are people that are going to partner with you and stick with you through your implementation journey. And I had seen that support before. And so I knew I had that to count on. Also, you know, HighSpot's a leader in their field, like really, you know, it's the top. And when I was thinking of like, what platform are we going to get? That was really important to me that we had an innovative platform that was looking, you know, that was going to take our feedback and really make those changes to the best benefit of their customers. I knew it was user-friendly. That was something that was really important to me because our team was going to be building HighSpot from scratch, you know, and doing the content mitigation from our other platforms. So all of those pieces, taking all of those pieces into consideration, HighSpot just kept coming up to the top for me. And that was something that I was working with our head of sales at the time, our senior vice president, actually now the president of our company. And so, you know, he was in it with me and we were, you know, going to all these different demos and really, and he had had one in his mind that he really wanted. And so it was through that. And I was even able to like help him change his mind and see like the benefits that HighSpot could bring to our table.
Now, since you've launched last November, you have already seen some amazing results. You guys are driving 93% recurring usage. Can you tell us about some of the impact that this has had on sales confidence now?
Yeah, so we haven't relaunched our survey yet. We wanted to give time for implementation. However, the one thing that we noticed right off the bat is when we came to like our all sales meetings, and people were sharing content or product marketing was sharing, my team had like a back channel joke where it was like HighSpot, HighSpot, HighSpot. Like every time they said it, like we'd put like a cheer in like our chat. Like we just knew that like they were loving it. You know, like all teams were loving it and they were creating different things. And it's been fun to even see like how marketing has created some plays for different campaigns and different pieces that we've been able to take and have big wins for. So being able to see like our sales reps are now kind of taking the ownership of leading some of our trainings of like things that they've learned and sharing best practices and really seeing that like grow has been like a huge win for us. And just hearing, like I said, every meeting with HighSpot, 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 make sure you go here, like you've done this. We have a place where they can like share their wins. And that's like been a lot of their wins is, you know, being able to share a pitch or being able to share a digital sales room. And so hearing that and knowing like, okay, we've made an impact in this space has been really rewarding for our team.
Amazing. Now, as important as it is to have a single source of truth for your reps, it's also important that you pair that with a really robust governance strategy. How are you focusing on improving content governance, and how is that also helping to drive sales confidence?
Yeah, so that was something that was... It's still something that I'm really trying to work on. It's still one of our grow areas, because when we initially mitigated from our first platform, we just took everything over. And so now we're sitting here and I'm like, oh, that's the one number I would like to see come up is that content governance, because now we're able to use the analytics that we're getting from sales to see like, what are they actually using? What things are just sitting here and not being utilized? We have made a beautiful platform where everything is really nicely organized and they can go to specific spots for each one of our products. And so, because we have a really robust product portfolio. And so everything is organized and there for them. And I think that has impacted their confidence in a positive way. But really being able now, we can use those analytics. Now we launched in November. We had those months behind us. So now we can actually start looking at like what's being utilized, how it's being utilized, what's winning. And I report that out to senior leadership on a monthly basis. Like, what is our top content? What are they using? And how does that affect our win rates? And being able to see that has an impact on both marketing and sales.
Absolutely. Now, you've touched on it a little bit already, but I know a key way that you focus on empowering your teams is the use of digital rooms. What are some of the key ways that you're leveraging digital rooms with your teams today?
Yeah, so digital rooms was one of our favorite features that we were going to get. Because like I said, as an assistant, you know, principal, when you handed me papers, it's going to get lost on my desk. But now in this digital world, I can open that up. I can go back to it. I can share it. It provides all those opportunities because I know that there's like a statistic out there that says like now most of sales are being done online. And so it gives and empowers our reps in that way to have the analytics and see the digital rooms. We actually had a rep just recently share how she's customizing it per month and putting like the top five like things you should see this month and like, you know, really honing in on like the things that are happening in the product, the campaigns, the webinars that we may be releasing and really customizing her digital room in that way to share it with customers, to not just be, you know, a pitch, but a tool that's really partnering with them long term and sharing with them, you know, new things that were coming out and really being that lifelong partner and not just, you know, trying to get that sale. And that's really, you know, who we are as an education company. And that's something that seeing that and seeing how they've been utilizing those digital rooms has been probably one of the most exciting things. And that, you know, building more templates for them so that they have those pieces and then sharing templates that are landing really well in the market. And then being able to share that and have those pieces has been really beneficial to them.
Amazing. And how are you also then leveraging digital rooms to gather insights on what's working and what's not, both for your sales team as well as your buyers?
Yeah. So being able to have those analytics, you know, really we were driving blind before. We didn't know. And so now being able to pull those analytics, you know, that's on the coordinator on my team works with me and we really review that so that we know what to report out to sales. We know what to report out to marketing on what's landing with customers, what's resonating with them, like what can we make sure that we provide more of. So having all of those pieces and really being able to use that data and be data driven in that way is something that we never had before. So it's really opened up a whole new avenue for us and as far as the strategy goes and being able to share those analytics.
I love that. And you guys are seeing just absolutely amazing impact. You guys have seen some fantastic success with over 400K in closed won revenue in the first few months and 10 million in open opportunities associated with HighSpot. How did you drive these results?
I think that, you know, having that connection to our CRM and being able to see like, you know, see analytics like that has been huge. I think to be able to drive those results really started with a strong implementation. We actually started with a different coordinator leading the implementation efforts. He actually went on to a new adventure, super happy for him, but that meant that there was going to be a transition in that position. But we never lost traction. That was, that implementation of HighSpot was super important to us and making sure that they had the training that they need as the enablement team. They had the pieces that they need to really feel confident in the platform so that when they were sharing, you know, when they were pitching, that it was having an impact. And so that's where I think it, you know, and we also paired it with some certification and some different trainings that were happening. And so with that came sharing new decks, sharing new scripts, and being able to see how they're utilized and like what they're sharing in those digital rooms based on the certifications or their trainings that we've just had has really made an impact for my team, but for sales to see like what is impacting our market.
Fantastic. Kara, last question for you. I really appreciate all of the insights that you've shared. How are you continuing to build on the momentum that you've achieved so far to continue to help drive a lot of this business impact? And how are you planning on leveraging HighSpot to help?
HighSpot has amazing webinars. They have the new thing called Learning Circles, where we can learn from other enablers. I've reached out to other enablers that are in the ed tech space to kind of hear like, what are you doing? What's working? I think instead of seeing them as competitors, but seeing them as collaborators is an important part of that strategy when you're implementing a new tool to see like, hey, how are you doing this? And how can I learn from you? utilizing like the, you know, there's the chat features and the different things that I can reach out to other people that are HiSpot users, I think is really important. We want to make sure that this is something that continues to be sticky, that it continues to have a high recurring usage. We've seen such an impact already. We just want to make sure that now we're leveraging like best rep strategies. Like we're allowing them to share like big wins, that we're highlighting those in our all sales meetings, that we're bringing that to the surface, that we're really looking at that content, driving that engagement, utilizing those plays, you know, to be that like one-stop shop to help them learn different strategies or different campaigns that we're sharing. So really utilizing all of those pieces and driving usage and growth in the future, I think is really going down to like, now that we've implemented it, now that we're starting to see, now let's go back and analyze the data and where can we take it to the next level? Because that's really what I want to see. I want to see us be able to take it to that next level and really share best practices, not just within in-house, but with other enablers as well.
I love that. And you participating on this is absolutely a fantastic first step in sharing it with other enablers. So thank you again, Kara, so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. It was great being here today.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HiSpot.